Books on Tape presents The Little Stranger by Sarah Waters. Read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. I first saw Hundreds Hall when I was 10 years old. It was the summer after the war, and the Ayreses still had most of their money then, were still big people in the district. The event was an Empire Day fete. I stood with a line of other village children making a Boy Scout salute, while Mrs. Ayres and the Colonel went past us, handing out commemorative medals. Afterwards we sat to tea with our parents at long tables on what I suppose was the South Lawn. Mrs. Ayres would have been 24 or 5, her husband a few years older. Their little girl Susan would have been about 6. They must have made a very handsome family, but my memory of them is vague. I recall most vividly the house itself, which struck me as an absolute mansion. I remember its lovely aging details, the worn red brick, the cockled window glass, the weathered sandstone edgings. They made it look blurred and slightly uncertain, like an ice, I thought, just beginning to melt in the sun. There were no trips inside, of course. The doors and French windows stood open, but each had a rope or a ribbon tied across it. The lavatories set aside for our use were the grooms and the gardeners, in the stable block. My mother, however, still had friends among the servants, and when the tea was finished and people were given the run of the grounds, she took me quietly into the house by a side door, and we spent a little time with the cook and the kitchen girls. The visit impressed me terribly. The kitchen was a basement one, reached by a cool, vaulted corridor with something of the feel of a...